The work is still underway, but the preliminary findings have surprised us. It turns out that the genome actually contains few examples of very strong rapid natural selection. Instead, most of the natural selection visible in the genome appears to have occurred over tens of thousands of years. What seems to have happened in many cases is that a beneficial mutation spread through a population long ago, in response to local environmental pressure, and then was carried into faraway locales as the population expanded into new territories. For example, some gene variants involved in determining light skin color and adaptation to reduced sunlight are distributed according to ancient migration routes, rather than just latitude. That these ancient selection signals have persisted over millennia without new environmental pressures overriding them indicates that natural selection often operates at a far more leisurely pace than scientists had envisioned. The rapid evolution of a major gene in the Tibetans, it appears, is not typical. As an evolutionary biologist, I'm often asked whether humans are still evolving today. We certainly are. But the answer to the question of how we are changing is far more complicated. Our data suggest that the classic natural selection scenario, in which a single beneficial mutation spreads like wildfire through a population, has actually occurred relatively rarely in humans in the past 60,000 years.